Chapter 26. The divisions of gatekeepers were as follows. Of the Korahites, Meshelemiah the son of Koreh, of the sons of Asaph. And Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediael the second, Zebadiah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Elihoenai the seventh. And Obed-Edom had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sachar the fourth, Nathanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, and Pielathai the eighth, for God had blessed him. And to his son Shemaiah there were sons born who were rulers of their paternal house, for they were mighty, capable men. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad, and his brothers Elihu and Semachiah were also capable men. All of these were of the sons of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their brothers were capable men and qualified for the service, 62 belonging to Obed-Edom. And Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, 18 capable men. And Hosa of the sons of Merari had sons. Shimri was the head, for although he was not the firstborn, his father appointed him as head. Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brothers of Hosa were 13. Of these divisions of the gatekeepers, the headmen had duties just as their brothers did, to minister at the house of Jehovah. So they cast lots, the small and the great alike, by their paternal houses, for the different gates. Then the lot to the east fell to Shelemiah. For Zechariah his son, a discreet adviser, they cast the lots, and his lot came out to the north. Obed-Edom had his to the south, and his sons were assigned the storehouses. Shuppim and Hosa had theirs to the west, near the Shaliketh gate, by the highway that goes up, guard group corresponding to guard group. There were 6 Levites to the east, to the north 4 each day, and to the south 4 each day, and for the storehouses 2 by 2. For the portico to the west, there were 4 at the highway and 2 at the portico. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers from the sons of the Korahites and of the Merarites. As regards the Levites, Ahijah was in charge of the treasuries of the house of the true God and the treasuries of the things made holy. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonite belonging to Ladan, the heads of the paternal houses belonging to Ladan the Gershonite, Jehieli, and the sons of Jehieli, Zetham and his brother Joel. They were in charge of the treasuries of the house of Jehovah. From the Amramites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Azielites, Shebuel, son of Gershom, son of Moses, was a leader in charge of the storehouses. As regards his brothers, of Eliezer there was Rehabiah his son, Jesheiah his son, Joram his son, Zichri his son, and Shelomoth his son. This Shelomoth and his brothers were in charge of all the treasuries of the things made holy, which King David, the heads of the paternal houses, the chiefs of the thousands and of the hundreds, and the chiefs of the army had made holy. From the wars and from the spoil, they had made things holy to maintain the house of Jehovah. Also, all that Samuel the seer, Saul the son of Kish, Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah had made holy. Whatever anyone made holy was put in the care of Shelomith and his brothers. Of the Izharites, Kenaniah and his sons were assigned outside administrative duties as officers and as judges over Israel. Of the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his brothers, 1,700 capable men, were over the administration of Israel in the region west of the Jordan, for all the work of Jehovah and for the king's service. Of the Hebronites, Jerijah was the head of the Hebronites by line of descent of their paternal house. In the 40th year of David's kingship, they were sought out, and mighty, capable men were found among them in Jazer in Gilead. And his brothers numbered 2,700 capable men, heads of the paternal houses. So King David assigned them over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of the Manassites for every matter of the true God and matter of the king.